Monday greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Al Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. The reindeer games get underway here at the North Pole today, and nearly everyone here is excited about it. Joining us from the grandstand, where the opening ceremonies will take place later today, is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, why do the reindeer games have opening ceremonies anyway? Is there any kind of crowd there to see it?
Hi, Frank. Oh, yeah, the games are a big deal here at the North Pole. In fact, I think because Santa prohibits television and radio coverage, the more people come out to the games than normally would. This place is going to be packed.
How much does the average North Pole elf know about the reindeer and the games?
Oh, you'd be surprised what people here know about the reindeer. Reindeer have a way for making a name for themselves. All the usual big names are here, you know, Blitzen and Rudolph and Donner and Vixen, but some of the lesser-known reindeer, at least away from the North Pole, are here, and some of these reindeer are really good. There's a young reindeer here by the name of Gator, and a lot of people are watching. He's got a very muscular build, and he's a big boy. Word is that he puts away about 60 pounds of oats a day.
Well, if there's a contest for eating, it sounds like Gator is the one to bet on.
He's just one of many fans of these games are following. Doing well in these games can do a lot for the career of a reindeer. So that's why they're always competitive, and that's why people like to watch them, Frank.
Okay, Crash, great report. We'll be checking in with you all week to see how things are progressing. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.